Zdeněk 2. Speaker 1. A few years ago I was in Paris on New Year's Eve. Shortly before midnight, I decided to take a walk. When I was next to the Eiffel Tower, I met an American couple who couldn't find their hotel. My English wasn't good at that time, but I managed to help them. They invited me to a lovely restaurant to thank me. The place was crowded, but the food was amazing. Since then I've visited them twice in New York. Speaker 2. Last year I spent New Year's Eve in Rio de Janeiro. On that day people in Brazil wear white clothes. It's a symbol of peace. I think it's a great idea. Just like everybody else, I swam in the ocean at night. I also ate pork because Brazilians believe it will bring good luck in the coming year. I loved it. It was the best way ever to start a new year. I'm saving money to go there next year to find out more about the people and their fascinating traditions. Speaker 3. I spent New Year's Eve in Scotland. I was going to take part in one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations in Europe, Hogmanay. I felt very excited as I waited for the event to start. The excitement soon changed into frustration when the celebrations were cancelled. It turned out that the wind and heavy snow had spoilt everything. And so I spent New Year's Eve watching TV in my hotel room instead. I hadn't imagined my New Year's Eve would be like that. Speaker 4. When I stayed in Stockholm in the winter of 2010, I spent New Year's Eve watching the fireworks show in the city from Observatory Hill. I went there on my own. Luckily, the place is not popular among tourists, so nobody disturbed me as I admired the fireworks over the rooftops of Stockholm. I will never forget how beautiful they were and how peaceful Observatory Hill was. Speaker 5. Everybody says that Spanish people love to party, so I expected to have a great time on New Year's Eve in Spain. However, when I visited my friends in Madrid, I couldn't believe that they suggested staying at home. I had to talk about politics, listen to boring stories and watch silly commercials on TV all night. It wasn't very exciting. I'd had a different picture of Spanish celebrations.